This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Pitch. Drive into deep left field. This thing is pounded, and it is gone. After the walk, a two-run homer. That really hurts. It's 4-1 Astros.
Again, you said it. It's the walks and the home runs.
Red Sox dropped 2-3 in Houston. They lose 4-1 last night. They only win two games on their six-game trip.
Rough.
Drive into deep left field.
Yeah.
So they had a seven-game heater.
7-0.
They won 10 before that.
No, I know, but I'm a little bit more recent.
Seven
straight wins.
Yeah.
Since then, they played seven games after that.
Correct.
Record? 2-5.
2-5.
Yeah. Glass half full, you'd say they're 9-5 in their last 14.
One would say that.
Yeah, but no, another series loss. Walker Buehler turning back into a pumpkin a bit. I would say this one, if you really want to get into the nitty-gritty.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it.
Sixth inning is where the game was lost for a couple of reasons. It was, Jones. So it was a one-run game, right?
Uh-huh.
One-run game. Sox are at the dish. Jaron Duran gets on via the walk. Gets balked over to second base. So now you have a runner at second base, down by one, nobody out.
Yeah.
Trevor Story, got to get that runner over, son.
He does not.
You got to move the runner. No, flies out.
Yeah.
And then Yoshida grounded out.
But Yoshida got him to third.
Great. There's two outs now.
Okay, but now he's standing.
He can steal home.
Okay, he's standing at third, not steal home. The Red Sox tried to steal him home.
Yeah.
Because Cora, after Duran had already been balked over from first to second, Cora, the third base coach, Duran, are all like squawking. Like they're all looking for something that wasn't there. They came out. Cora complained about it.
Yeah.
He didn't get ejected for another inning after that.
Right.
But he came out.
But he was stewing.
He threw a little hissy fit.
He did.
Complaining about what was happening.
Well, he said post-game he just wanted an explanation,
He said after the game that he was wrong, which does beg the question, all right, fine, you were wrong, Alex. Why was the third base coach and Duran all squawking? How are you all just randomly squawking about something that no one else saw?
I don't know if they know all the details
all
of the game.
All three of you were complaining about it. And yet, somehow, Cora after the game is like, oh, yeah, I didn't know the rule. Well, so the third base coach at the same time also didn't know the rule.
Nobody.
And Duran?
Nope, clueless.
Robbie Buckets, NBC Sports Boston, made this point last night. I think it's a great one.
You weren't on TV, were you?
Well, since you asked, Keith, I was. I did happen to be on television last night.
Hot damn!
Yeah, so I
is that in HD?
I don't always love how that comes across, but yes.
The lights are bright in there.
Yeah. There's more nose hairs coming out of my nose than I'd like to see. But so Buckets made this point. I think it's a good one. they were trying to orchestrate a run home because they knew they couldn't score off this guy last night.
They weren't, yeah.
So they're
and
like,
he wasn't even that good.
No, he wasn't. He was walking a tightrope, yeah. But I think they knew it. And they're like, look, we got a guy at third. Let's scam our way a run home. Now, it's not cheating.
No.
I don't think that's what they were doing. They've been doing plenty of that this
but
year.
But Story let him down in that particular case, I think.
He 100% did. But
yeah, right. They're trying to manufacture.
They're like, we don't have it, so let's try to trick the umpire into balking the run home so we can tie the game, which they probably would have lost anyways.
Right. Well, so yeah,
Buehler comes back out for the sixth inning. He
gets the first two outs.
He hasn't given up a hit since the first inning.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe this is a hard one to defend. But the second
the
second the walk happened, I'm like, would you get him the hell out of the game?
No.
Get him out of the game.
Go for ball.
Home run.
Walking a dong. Next thing you know, it's a whole new game.
And it's like, this guy, I think in his next start, is going to make another $500K. Like, he's starting to cost you a crap ton of money, which is just John Henry's money, but I don't care. Get him off the team. Yeah. I haven't wanted him on the team forever.
You know who's been good lately, Jones?
Say it again.
You know who's been good lately?
Walker Buehler.
No, Kyle Harrison.
Oh, Harris. Oh.
Oh, your guy.
I did know that.
Is he doing him well?
No, I thought you were going to set me up. I heard Lou say this on TV last night. Lou's like, well, over Buehler's last six starts or whatever, he's been pretty good. I'm like, yeah, but the whole year he's been terrible. And like, the last 3 years he's pitched, he's not been very good.
I don't even know if that's true. So, last time he faced Houston, he went 4 1/3, gave up three. When he faced the Dodgers, he went 4 2/3 and gave up three. So, I mean, if we're grading on a curve, he was better than he was. But now you factor in this one, six innings, four earned runs, walked four, including the one that led to the home run. So I guess he hasn't been like an out-and-out disaster. He did have that good game against the Padres. But I think they were talking about it on the radio broadcast last night. You know, back end of the rotation, who do you trust? And I think they had a poll question. The winner was Cooper Criswell, who like barely has thrown this year. But people are like, hey, he looked good the last time. They'd rather see Criswell than probably our guy Dustin May. Although I'd give him another one, certainly, after what he just did. And Walker Buehler. But yeah, that was a frustrating one. And it's also the way the Red Sox have been. It maybe should have been predictable. They will score 14 runs in a game. And then they'll score one or two. And I'm not bitching about the lineup. Like they're going to have days like that. But they do... they do have all or nothing type performances, and then you're forcing your pitchers to be even better than they are.
It's true. Now look, Hunter Brown and you know,
hadn't won a game since July 12th.
Crochet's got knocked around in his last start, but I'm just Brown's a good pitcher.
Oh,
yeah, right? Even he hasn't won in a while. I think I looked this up last night. I think he's fifth in Cy Young odds or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, all right, I just said the other day, I think the offense is legit and it won't let him down in October. Not a great start to that.
No,
but they scored 14 the night before. They tend to come in bunches, although they just scored six and a loss the night before. I wouldn't say the offense let them down. And so I look at the way they're playing, and I feel okay about the offense. I don't like that Cora felt the need to try to pull the wool over the umpire's eyes or outsmart the ump or whatever they were trying to do last night. And I also don't like the message that it sends where you freak out that much over a balk that no one saw. Okay. On Nesson, I guess, they didn't think there was anything last night. I was driving at the time, so I heard Will talk about
this. You were going into TV?
I was. Yeah. Will was listening to the replays, waiting for the replay, and he goes, oh, yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't
see
what they're even complaining about.
Right.
The away broadcast was like, maybe, since you have to declare, since somebody's on third, did he go out of his windup first?
And then
they didn't know either.
DiNardo's like, well, all three of them reacted. They must have seen something. I'm like, I bet not. I bet they're just giant babies about it.
Yeah.
And maybe they even orchestrated the thing to try to get the run in.
Or it's just one. Like, the third base coach is like, it's this. The Duran's like, yeah, of course it is. The Cora comes storming out of the dugout.
Like,
yeah, of course it is.
All three of them are like, ah! So it was this weird, like, synced up thing. And so I didn't like the whole message it sent. And you get so fixated on that. Now it's like the next guy's standing there at the plate, and you're like, oh, well, clearly the manager's got no faith in me coming through. They're trying to cheat their way for a run to come home.
No chance.
And so I just didn't like the whole thing. I didn't like that Cora couldn't get over it and got ejected an inning later. He wasn't ejected right there. If you weren't watching the game last night,
he was still boiling.
He wasn't ejected in real time. He went out during a pitching change when Brown came out of the game the next inning and got ejected during a commercial break.
He claims he was trying to get a ruling, and he's like, they thought maybe I was being sarcastic, but I was. He's like, I wasn't trying to get thrown out, because we've seen times where he is trying to get thrown out. This was not one of those times. So that was frustrating.
They did
give you a little something in the ninth. They did, and that was a letdown.
Oh.
No, but they're down by three. No, but like they were...
a couple of guys on.
Ref Snyder swung at ball four. You would have had bases loaded Roman Anthony up,
that
bottom of the
nice.
Ninth, which would have been
nice.
Sick. And Rob Ref Snyder, not exactly the guy you want to put in the game, but I guess better than Connor Wong in that point. He pinch hit for Wong.
I don't know. We saw Wong start to lock in a couple of weeks ago, Keith, when we were at
he
that game.
He was hitting the ball on the screws.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
But no, you get Ref Snyder in there. I didn't have a
like, you don't
that.
Really want Ref Snyder against a righty who throws 102 miles an hour or whatever, but
he looked overmatched.
Oh, a bit. Yeah. And if he kept the bat on his shoulders, he would have walked like twice during that at bat. But whatever.
Cora bothered me a little bit there. Situationally, they're hitting. Good example of Ref Snyder there. They were situationally poor earlier in the series. Yeah. Anthony was actually a part of that. And so, yeah, I think there are little nitpicks you can have, little gripes. They got an off day. They're back home. They're playing Miami.
Miami's not bad.
Well, but they got real hot, honestly, when the Red Sox were winning a bunch of games. The Marlins were going on a nice tear. I think they've dropped 7 of their last 10, something like that. So it feels like they've come back down to earth. I'm not sure it'll be an easy series. But
yeah, I think it's just the Yankees and have lost like almost every.
Oh, yeah, good point. They ended up losing a bunch of games to the Braves. Looks like they had a makeup. They had like 5 games against the Braves, and they went 1-4.
Regardless.
Split with anyway.
It's a series they should win.
No, but they got some good pitching, and like they're not a dump of a team, but I'm with you. They should absolutely take 2 out of 3.
And the Reds, they're back home. And that's where they play great. So they've been awesome at home. They've been terrible on the road. Keep an eye on that. Like that's something to be nervous about if you want to talk about their ability to go on a run and win a series in the postseason. Keep an eye on the home road splits. They're dominant at home. They're poor on the road.
You know who they're facing on Friday?
Is it Alcantara?
It is.
Nice.
I think he's been ask Bradford how do you pronounce
it. I think he's been terrible. Well, he pronounces it different every time he comes on.
Alcantara.
I think Alcantara's been horrible since the deadline.
You know, they call him
right?
Sandman. Do
you have his last 2 starts? I think he's been terrible since the death. Bradford actually wrote about this yesterday, like all the names the Red Sox were linked to.
Yeah.
Ryan's been really good in his
7
2
innings
starts.
Against Houston.
Yep.
6 earned.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 earned.
That's not great.
5 innings against the Braves.
Yeah.
5 earned.
Well, he's eating up innings.
So at least, maybe the Red Sox will knock him around a little bit.
So you mean he's due for 7 scoreless tomorrow?
Yeah, which he did against the Padres.
Perhaps.
At the end of July.
Yeah, so yeah. I think most of the guys the Red Sox were linked to, and again, Bradford wrote about this the other day.
Although Cease just beat them. Now, I guess you could say they were sort of linked, and then Padres obviously are contenders, so maybe that changed.
But yeah, most of them have not been good.
Mm.
And
that's because they're all hoping to get traded to the Red Sox, and then there's a natural letdown.
Dustin May was okay. Mats was good again last week. Mats has been good.
Mats is killer.
Yeah.
Breslau is going to start being like, what about Mats? You guys like Mats now?
Yeah, he didn't really puff out his chest much this morning. I was hoping for a little bit
more. I don't know if
he's
capable of that. He did it in the Roman Anthony signing photograph, but other than that.
Did you? Oh, he definitely did.
Mine. Mine.
Yeah. Say it with your chest there, big dog. Yeah. Let's hear it again, Craig.
My human mind.
That's how he evaluates every trade.
And Mats.
Did you hear him this morning on the front office report? I think Curtis asked him about what's it like when John's in the room, John Henry.
Sure.
At trade deadline day, and Theo's in there. And then the follow-up question was, what does John Henry order? Like when you're all sitting around there all day.
Like steakout? Like what do you have at food?
What's his go-to food order?
Do you think John Henry or Craig Breslow requires food?
So Breslow gave an amazing Craig Breslow answer where he's like, well, we have lots of food from many local establishments.
We obviously eat human food. Of course we eat human food.
Just zero specific. Like, couldn't have given less specifics. Lots of food from many local establishments.
Sounds like when Greg was like, what's your favorite band? He's like, dah, so many. So many bands.
In fairness, I froze love... when Alan and Nashville asked
me. Oh, good
point. Yeah, I froze up with that, too.
It can, when you're on the spot like that, like, what did you guys eat so much?
But
John, you eat any of it, but it's also very frantic. So that's not to say that he hasn't. I just haven't been able to see it.
No, he eats food. He's not a vampire. He eats real human food. He needs it for sustenance.
He's in a room with John Henry for hours and hours and hours on deadline day. He didn't witness him eat any of the food.
Neither one ate. What if Breslau, like, in between calls, is just eating, like, a big bowl of spaghetti and meatballs? There's like, hey, Craig, can you put that down and call the Marlins back? He's just, like, twirling it on his fork.
He's like, oh, my God, I love
he's
this.
He's got the bib in. Like, Craig, save it. The deadline is at 6 o'clock. You can have dinner after that.
My jumbo home-cooked meatball, he's just enjoying it.
That's my spaghetti. Like, okay, fine.
All right, fine, Craig.
Jeez.
It's deadline day.
So like, maybe they did so
the
you
bowl
think they,
down.
They had it catered, but nobody was eating?
Apparently.
Apparently,
what a waste. They were working so hard, Keith.
They weren't.
They were working so hard.
They got Dustin May and Steven
Matz. Yeah, but they've been pretty good.
Ugh.
It's future Halloween costume, Dustin May.
We're all going as Dustin May.
So that was Breslow this morning on the front office report. Alex Cora was on yesterday, WEEI Afternoons, made his weekly appearance.
It's like we're the Red Sox station.
It is. If you missed either interview, they're both on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get them on your phone.
I have a feeling the game's going to be on the station tomorrow.
Oh, you'll be able to check that out tomorrow.
Yeah, not tonight.
Get the Odyssey app there.
Sleep.
Use the rewind feature. You can listen to the interviews. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Cora was asked about all the cheating accusations that have piled up against the Red Sox. Here's his answer.
No, man. It's you prepare, and that's the way it works in the big leagues. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. This is not 2017 Houston Astros. You know, we did what we did, and one thing for sure, I'm going to have that dark cloud over me my whole life. And, you know, we messed up big, and some of us pay the price, right? And I can live with that. But, you know, the league is on top of stuff, you know, the iPad stuff. Everybody has their information as long as you work, and everything goes through the league. So there's no worries, man. We're just trying to gain advantage, you know, and take advantage of situations that happens on the field. And, you know, like we always said, you know, we have to be on top of our guys too, you know, because our guys, some of them have tipped throughout the years, and we have to clean them up, and we have to do our diligence to stay on top of everything. If you don't do that at this level, you're not going to be successful.
Okay. That was a wild, speaking of roller coasters, that was a wild roller coaster ride there from Cora. He's like, well, we do our work, meaning we're keeping an eye on what they're doing.
Everyone's doing work.
Then in the middle, he's like, but I get why people look at me differently. I got the dark cloud over my head.
Yep.
But this is not the 2017 Astros. I want to make that clear.
They did win the World Series, Alex. I wouldn't be opposed to it.
We are not doing what we were doing then, which I orchestrated. Then we're not doing that. I just want to be clear about that. Anybody who assumes that we're not doing that. And then, oh, by the way, we got to stay on our guys, too, because other guys are trying to cheat off of us.
Of course. No,
there's a lot in there.
I do give Cora a lot of credit because ever since he got caught for this and suspended for this, like, you could tell it affected him. He wears it. He doesn't deflect it. He doesn't do, like, if Bill Belichick was in the same thing, and oh, I don't know, he was. He had a few scandals. If you asked him about them, he's going to be like, I already talked about that.
70,000 people in the stadium, when he referenced that. Yeah, exactly.
Cora is just like, he talks about it. It was a bad year for him in 2020 when he wasn't in baseball. But I don't know. I think everybody.
We got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
Everybody looks at it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Because, like, you and I are like, go ahead, Alex, lean back into that.
No.
Make the team as good as you can.
How many times early in the year did we go, what does Alex Cora do? At least now we know what
he
does.
We know he was good at that.
Like, at least now we know what he's doing. So, good. All right, good. You're good at picking up on tells.
Yeah.
Things like
Francona
that.
Francona earlier in the year, it's like that's what he's really good at.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
That's good. This is what you do.
That's why Carlos Beltran should be on some. Where's Beltran now? Is he somewhere?
He's been. I do like that Cora's like, a lot of us have to deal with it and pay the price. It's like, you didn't really pay that much of a price there, dude.
Beltran lost his job and never got one back, right?
You still have your job. You had to sit out the COVID year, which Keith doesn't even count as a real year.
Doesn't count? No, you actually were lucky to sit that one out. I know he doesn't view it that way, but like, you wanted to. Ask Ron Renicki how that season went. He was thrown out. Just nonsense.
Yeah,
we should go back through and look at the pitchers who pitched in 2020 for the Red Sox.
One was Ryan Weber because he loved Ryan Weber.
Oh, throw Ryan Weber out there all the time.
Better than Ryan Weber that we have.
When Cora's like...
Carlos Beltran in the Mets front office.
Is. But he's not managing.
But he's not a skipper.
Okay, so when Cora's like, we all paid for this, it's like, well, kind of. I mean, A.J. Hinch had to go to another organization. Beltran never even got to manage a game.
But Hinch missed a year, too.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, then he didn't get his job back. He had to go somewhere else.
The players didn't pay the price at all.
Cora just kept his job.
Yeah.
And so, I give him credit for that. He goes to his talking points on it, but he doesn't hide from it. You're right. He doesn't duck it. He doesn't hide from it. I think it's fair that people look at him differently, just like I would look at A.J. Hinch differently, of course.
But I also think it could be Tiger Sox. Those guys might know what they're doing.
I'll tell you what. Tiger Sox and or Tigers Astros would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Because I maintain, and I said this on Monday, when they got to Crochet, I'm like, I think the Astros were giving them a taste of their own medicine because they were still pissed about what happened at Fenway.
Yeah.
Where Neeris melted down and was yelling at Hudson, the base coach, coming off the field. I think the Astros were on Crochet. However they got on him,
yeah,
I don't
seriously.
Know. But I think they were on Crochet to give the Red Sox a taste of their own medicine. The Red Sox have pissed off some teams this year.
Good.
But at least we know what Cora's doing.
It's gamesmanship.
He's getting his money's worth,
yes.
Which I give him credit for. And if he gets caught again, he'll be out of baseball.
I got no problem.
But, yeah, that was Cora yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. A lot of teams complaining about the Red Sox this year. What happened last night with the balk, I don't think quite fits under that umbrella.
No.
That was more trying to, like, trick the umps.
Yeah.
Than,
please.
Picking up signs or anything like that. But Cora right in the middle of it again last night. Red Sox.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's back home starting on Friday against the Miami Marlins. They'll try to turn things around. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback on this, and we'll check in with Rob Bradford. He makes his weekly appearance right after Trending with the man we know as Billy Lanning.
Mm.
Right after Trending with Billy Lanning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.